It's KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein. Books aren't just for reading anymore, even though that's a pretty valuable service they've been providing. The South Gallery at Mesa Contemporary Arts Museum at the Mesa Arts Center has an exhibit on display expanding on books as works of art. It's called Boundless, the Book Transformed in Contemporary Art. Tiffany Farrell, Associate Curator at Mesa Contemporary Arts Museum, is with me to tell us more. Tiffany, good morning.
Good morning.
So give us the general premise of this concept.
Well, when we were putting this exhibition together, we were looking at books. You know, artists use a variety of mediums to create works. And we noticed how artists were creating these incredible works of art and sculpture made out of books. I mean, today books, you know, they're a tangible resource, but they're also kind of an obsolete medium. You know, we use them, but now with digital technology, digital resources, a lot of them are being discarded. And what do you do with those? Mm-hmm. You can recycle them. You can, you know, maybe hold on to them. But nowadays, some of the artists are taking library books, books that have been discarded at estate sales, just a variety of different resources to find these books and create these incredible works of art from them.
And looking at some of the photos, some of the ones that stood out to me, of course, books turned into what looks like the Grand Canyon. How about a phone book turned into the face of Pee-wee Herman? I thought that was amazing.
That's a fun piece, the Pee-wee Herman one. It's very clever, too. Taking this phone book, again, something you could recycle, you usually toss away after a year. And he actually sculpted the, if you actually look on the piece, it's actually in the piece section for Pee-wee Herman.
Wow, I didn't even
very
look that
clever.
Close. Okay. What were the requirements of the artists taking part? I mean, was there a situation, I don't know how this works, did you go out and seek people? Did you say, this is what we're looking for? Give us an idea of what you can bring?
Sure. We actually called those exhibitions invitational exhibitions. Okay. So it was an invitational. We invited artists to show their work. And it's kind of an interesting area of art, too, because there are things called art books. But that is completely different than what we're looking at here. We're looking at artists that have altered books. These are pre-existing materials. These aren't like illuminated manuscripts. These are altered. And so we looked at artists that specifically dealt with that, taken a book, altered it, and made it a new form.
Did these artists in any way share a particular affection for books, or was this just sort of their medium?
Both. Okay. Some do. Some have a true affiliation for the books. Others just go, wow, this is a cool medium.
I think I'd like to have you describe some of them. In fact, one that stood out to me was, more than one, but Julia Strand. I wonder if you could describe some of what she brought.
Julia Strand. She does the beautiful carved books.
Right. It was amazing. It's almost like you can... Yes. You know what reminded me of, which is ridiculous, is those old, at Christmas time, the old Lifesavers books, where you have the little sort of hole in the middle and you flip through it.
Absolutely. And that's amazing. Her and Doug Beebe are the artists that really did the incredible carved books in the show, where they basically just remove, it's excavating the book, removing the layers, and just creating the scenes then, and allowing them to be sculptures of them all.
I'm sure it's different for each artist, but on average, how long did it take people to do this?
Gosh, I don't know, actually. Some of them take months. Some of them are much more fast. You know, Mike Stilke actually does his books more quickly because they're painted books.
Right.
So he's altering the books, not in the way of carving them, but just painting on their surfaces.
But when you talk about the invitation, how far in advance did that go? And did the artists, was part of the work already done? Or was this a case of, this is something I'd like to try and this exhibit would be a great fit for me?
Yes. We start programming out at least a year and a half out. But we start contacting artists. Some artists are contacted even close up to the show 6 months out. But the invitation, we try producing a few months away from the show. And artists are constantly working on artwork. Sometimes we're getting new work. Sometimes it's pre-existing work. It just all depends what the artist has in inventory, because their galleries are also showing them.
Is there anything like this that you can think of, this idea of using a medium that is so well known for one thing, and it's being transformed into another? I suppose, as you mentioned, as technology changes, that might be occurring in other ways as well.
Absolutely, all throughout the art world. When you look at art today, it's really hard to categorize artists. And I think we have a tendency to try to categorize people, whether, you know, oh, this artist is strictly a Native American artist, or specifically, this artist is only a craft artist. But now people are intermixing so many other mediums, they're intermixing so many different ideas and merging, that you just really can't pinpoint one, that artist is one specific thing.
It's Here and Now on KJZZ. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix, talking with Tiffany Farrell, Associate Curator at Mesa Contemporary Arts Museum. We're talking about the exhibit Boundless, the Book Transformed in Contemporary Art. In a general sense, Tiffany, I think when people think art, obviously they can think so many different things. Is there a way to define contemporary art?
Contemporary art usually refers to art being produced now.
Okay.
It talks about contemporary culture, what's going on today. It used to basically describe art produced after World War II. Now it's even gone even further than that, I think. You're looking at maybe anything past the 1940s and 50s is, definitely contemporary art.
My perception was more that it had more to do with a certain style as opposed to an actual when it was produced, but that's not right.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's usually, about when it's produced.
Okay, so contemporary style can be anything, because I think when people think of art museums, there can be so many different varieties of things. Do you get a certain kind of person who comes to the Mesa Contemporary Arts Museum, or is there a whole variety of people?
Well, we actually have tried to, the problem with art museums, sometimes we have a tendency to talk down to people. And with us, we're really trying not to do that. We want to really make people feel comfortable, invite everybody. This is for anybody. You don't have to be an elite art historian to really understand what's going on with this art. And that's the fun thing about art, is it relates to everybody on a certain level. We have such a diversity of exhibitions. Perhaps you will not like one show, or perhaps you won't like a piece, but then you'll have another piece that really resonates with you. And so that's really what we're trying to do. We've had other shows in the past where we've had a lowrider show, we've had tattoo shows, and so it's not just strictly about high fine art.
Not to get you in trouble with the artists, but are there any couple from Boundless that, not that you like more, but that you thought were especially interesting?
Oh, sure. Actually, I was very drawn to the Grand Canyon piece. That was actually one of my favorites. I really wanted that piece.
Well, can you describe that a little bit? Because I know I can't.
Sure. It's by an artist named Guy Lemire. And Lemire, it's French, but it's, he's an incredible artist who's gotten a lot of press these days. And he his pieces are actually carved out of encyclopedias. A lot of them are usually encyclopedias, and they look like eroding landscapes. So he specifically is focused on the Grand Canyon, but he uses the eroding landscapes to talk about eroding culture and eroding, how things erode and decay over time, just like the landscapes. And it's kind of like that with the books, because they're an eroding culture.
And it's truly amazing to see. Tiffany Farrell is Associate Curator at Mesa Contemporary Arts Museum. Again, the exhibit's called Boundless, the book transformed in contemporary art. Tiffany, thanks for the time today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.